being in class here, studying and looking at it this week, but communion means common union. Common union. And I got to reading and studying on that, and you say, well, what's all that about? You know, it's called the Lord's table, you know, communion there. And then in Jude, it's called the love feast, you know. I you know, probably nowadays if we was invite folks into our love feast, they would probably prefer it, you know. But that's what it is, a love feast. And but well, this right. common union, it is not for the unbeliever.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for a believer.
Yes.
It's a meal prepared for us. And now, does the Lord heal unbelievers? Yeah, he says, go out, lay hands on the sick, and
yes,
they shall recover.
That's exactly right.
But, and yet communion, the bread, broken body, healing for our bodies, mm-hmm. and the blood is forgiveness of the sins, but it's not for the unbelievers. And I got to thinking about that. I thought, well, why would the Lord do that? Why would the Lord do that? And I come up with my mind, you know, that it would be a false sense for somebody to mm-hmm. come in and just eat and drink and think he's right with the Lord. You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that would, you know, for people say, well, I take communion and I'm right with God. No, it takes that new birth.
Yes.
It takes that being born again. But I got to think about this. I noticed on Joseph Prince's book here, it talks about health and wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about wholeness this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember Jesus asked that man, there had been sick, laying by the water there, what was it, 38 years, or how long it was, 1838. He said, do you want to be made whole? And he said, well, yeah. And Jesus told him, pick up your bed. And you know, he did, and he took off. And the people got to question, you know, the Pharisees and all, who did this? And why are you talking to Matt around here on the Sabbath? And he said, well, you know, this man told me. But I noticed later on in the story, Jesus met this man at the temple. And he seen him there, and the man recognized it was Jesus. And Jesus told him something. You remember Jesus asked him, did he want to be made whole? But Jesus gave him some more instruction. He said, go and sin no more,
mm-hmm.
unless the worst thing come upon you. So we see wholeness has a lot to do with avoidance of sin, don't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, how do we overcome sin? What's our cure for sin? You know, the blood of the Lord Jesus is cure for sin and all. But this meal for us, you know, it's healing for our bodies and drink for forgiveness of sin, but it's more than that. It's a love. It's a love meal.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says no greater love, which is the godly love, than a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
And the Bible says when we come together and we do this,
mm-hmm.
that we remember the Lord's death.
Mm-hmm.
And by remembering his death, we remember his great love for us.
Amen.
You know, so this meal is just
Amen.
Telling us every time we take it,
mm-hmm.
God is saying over again.
Yes.
And it brings wholeness to us. I mean, we get physical healing, but we have wholeness up here and in here of how much God loves and cares for us.
Yes.
It makes us whole, don't it? And in this wholeness, I want to share something with you right quick. Here, a few weeks ago, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to start meditating on my love for you.
Praise
you
God.
Know, okay, Lord. So I got to do it and little bit by little bit, you know. And here, probably early last week, I was going to work praying in the Spirit. And I got to think, well, you know, I really hadn't beverage had it in it like I should have, you know, what I'm talking about, you know. And I said, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I want you to show me your great love for me. I meditated and thought upon it some. And man, I didn't want to get that out of my mouth. And the Lord began to ask me some questions to speak to my heart. And he said, first he said, he says, have I not written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? And I said, yes, sir, you have. And then he asked me a question about Bonnie. He said, have I not you and your good wife? I said, well, yes, sir, you have. And then he asked me, he said, have I not made provision for you all your life since you were a child? And I said, yes, sir, you have. And the fourth and final question he asked me, he says, have I not poured out the treasure of me into your heart?
Praise God.
And you know, that just broke me, you know. I just wept as I was going down the road.
Amen.
But I got thinking on that. And, you know, I never did make it to the fourth part of the heart, you know, got to three there. But after that, the treasure of me into your heart. And like I say, I broke on that, but the Lord, he gave me a scripture, or he told me, he said, go in there and read 1 John. So I was reading that early there, or in the latter part of this week. He says, I write these things to you, dear children, because you truly have a relationship with the Father. And I write these things, fathers and mothers, because you have a true relationship with me, who is from the beginning. And I write these things, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God is treasured in your hearts, and you have defeated the evil one.
Amen.
See, that's how we defeat the evil one.
Yes.
By his love.
Amen.
Where is that?
It's in 1 John chapter 2, okay. And I started in 14 there.
Okay, thank you.
But you know, you defeat the evil one because the word that's in your heart.
Yes.
And who puts it there? The Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holy Spirit. Thank God for him. But I want to finish up in a psalm. You know, probably one of the greatest psalms. The Psalm 23. And I love it out of this right here. Psalms 23. I'm going to read the whole thing real slow and let it sink in. But Thurston's not back yet, so I'm not rushed for time. But it says, the Lord is my best friend. My shepherd. I always have more than enough, and he offers me a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks takes me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life.
Amen.
He opens before me pathways to God's pleasures and leads me along his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deep darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You know, I think about all the fear that's going around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Lord has conquered us.
Mm-hmm.
He's conquered us with his love.
You know, today's the National Day of Prayer.
Amen. Amen. I hope the church just we're going to. And they will. They'll rise up. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority, you know, Mary's going to be talking about that. Mm-hmm. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Yes.
I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You became my delicious feast.
Hallelujah.
Even when my enemies dared to fight, You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and your love pursue me all the days of my life. And then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a pretty good song right there.
Amen. Right? It's beautiful, you know? Especially in your translation, The Passion, I assume.
It's our great hope. It's our great comfort. Yeah. But we're going to take a communion.
Could I say a couple of things?
Yes, ma'am.
Just kind of got me deeper. You know, is it Matthew? It's Jesus, or one of the... Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you'll have no part of me. That brought communion deeper to me through what you said just now. And we also, the King James says in another scripture, we have this treasure, which you're talking about, in the earthen vessel, that the praise and excellency may be of God. Because of that love, we get praise and excellency. We just show God. We just give him glory and honor. We honor him. We honor him. So thank you. That made that scripture deeper to me. Thank you, Jesus.
But his love connects all the dots, don't it?
I just saw Thurston.
Did you? Okay. We're going to go ahead and take. Everybody take the bread.
You want to wait for him? He just pulled
But let's go ahead and take off the bread and kind of meditate on it.
Yeah.
And think about the word, you know.
Let's meditate on love.
Jesus himself said, I am the bread of life.
He's running.
He's running. The piercings and the stripes.
Yes.
And amongst those bruises, I found my healing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He is who he says he is.
That's pretty good.
He is who he says he is.
Yes, he is.
I'm the way. I'm the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm the life.
Amen.
Well, first, we're about to partake here with him.
Yeah.
So, let's partake of the bread, for it is life to our mortal bodies.
I'm
And the blood, scriptures tell us, life's in the blood.
Amen.
This is his blood that was poured out for us.
Amen.
To bring us that life.
Amen.
And that abundant life.
Amen.
And forgiveness of sins, you know, over and over and over. John, you know, he was anointed for this, to come and take mankind's sin. That's what he was anointed for. He was destined to do this, pour out his blood. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess in essence, the Lord bled to death on the cross for us.
For us.
Take
our healing.
That we might have life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, first.
Thank you.